Hello everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here and this is the May 2025 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. The cover this month has those likeable TV personalities, Paul Whitehouse and Bob Mortimer. Paul on one knee holding his fishing rod upright in one hand with his other resting on the shoulder of Bob, lying in the grass, hat on with a wicker picnic camper in front of them. A grassy riverbank setting with a clear blue sky, big smiles from both the men knowing fun and adventure will follow. Your readers this month are Kevin Ford, John Francis, Caroline Aldrey and Carolyn Wood. Emma Lee, editor of the print edition of the magazine, is here and she's going to tell you what's in store.
Welcome to the May issue of Norfolk Magazine. I was a teenager in the era when comedy was the new rock and roll. So I've been a huge fan of Bob Mortimer since his days of surreal larking about with Vic Reeves on Big Night Out. And likewise Paul Whitehouse with Harry Enfield and The Fast Show. Catchphrases from the shows are embedded in my psyche, like the lyrics to my favourite songs. So when the BBC announced a new show featuring the pair of them together, even though it was about fishing, not exactly near the top of my list of interests, I tuned in. And like many people, I was instantly hooked. Mortimer and Whitehouse Gone Fishing is such a simple premise, but wonderful on so many levels. The friendship between the two, the poignant musings on life's big issues, the glorious scenery, including Norfolk looking gorgeous on screen, the silliness, Ted the dog's antics, and the joy of landing a catch. So it was a total pleasure to chat with the series' fishing consultant John Bailey for this month's cover story. You may already know John, who was the angling correspondent for the Eastern Daily Press for many years. Some of his favourite places to fish in the world are here in Norfolk, and this month he takes us behind the scenes at the hit show and reveals what fan favourite Ted the dog is really like. As an aside, I was starstruck by a related celebrity sighting the other week. While waiting for a train at Norwich Station, I spotted Jim Moyer, aka Vic Reeves, and his wife, Nancy Sorrell. I was too shy to say anything. I probably would have panicked and come out with one of his catchphrases, which would have been mortifying. But after some detective work, looking on his Instagram, it seems they were visiting the city for the launch of their friend, pop artist Colin Self's major retrospective at Norwich Castle, which if you haven't been to yet, shouldn't be missed. Continuing the aquatic theme, this month's issue is a celebration of our beautiful Broads. Catherine Lana discovers how the magical waterland's traditional crafts are being preserved. We take a wander around Hoveton and Wroxham, and we discover the history of one of the area's historic boatyards. We also look forward to some of this month's biggest events. The Norfolk and Norwich Festival, and Blickling Estate, which was requisitioned during the Second World War, will be marking the 80th anniversary of VE Day. Until next month,